HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com. All right, this is a treat. This is very rare. We have overlapping guests, which I always like. Ron Capps comes in every year during the NHRA Nationals when he's here. And one of my favorite people on the planet, I don't know if you even know that, is Gilbert Gottfried. He is here as well at CB Live at Desert Ridge, 602-910-5161, cblive.com. And Gilbert, welcome, sir.
Yeah.
That's not how you say hello.
Yeah, okay.
Not how you say hello.
Okay, great. I kind of feel like I got my plug out of the way.
Yeah, you're done here.
Now I can leave.
You can do whatever you want. Yeah. You do not know of Ron Capps, do you?
No. This is, I take it, a sports station.
No, rock. It's not. We just know Ron real well. He's kind of the rock and roll. What did they call you there for a while? The rock and roll racer. You had that video where you were doing rock. Because you like rock music, he's always been kind of our guy.
Because sports stations, it's like I always wanted to be a man's man, but it just never worked.
How close were you at one point where you're like, I am a man's man?
Never.
It's never happened.
How close were you thinking, maybe I should take some steroids?
Did you ever lift weights and think this is my key to the
No. It always seemed like one of those things, like when I was a teen and in my 20s. There was still a thought, hey, maybe I can be one of those guys that wears the T-shirts without the sleeves on it.
I'll kick some sand on somebody.
Oh, yeah. A man's man.
When did you discover, uh-oh?
Oh, God. I don't know. Probably at 30 or late 20s, I probably realized, you know, it's not going to happen.
Just never. See, now we had this talk this morning about penises, where it's just been in the last 10 years. Where I've had to come to grips that I'll never pull my penis out and have somebody go, whoa.
Yeah.
But I have to just like what I've got and admire what other people have in the videos I've
let want. Melton Burrow be his own yeah, let deal. Let the Friars Club. Yeah.
Let blacks.com be blacks.com.
On my Twitter, not Twitter, on my podcast, which I get a plug in.
Go ahead.
Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. But I think I've had on at least 10 people who have actually seen Milton Berle's penis.
Really?
Yeah.
And it is legitimate? No kidding.
Yeah, one guy called it an anaconda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pull out just enough to win.
Yeah, yes.
It's the legendary line. And it's a fact, evidently.
And I heard a story that one time Milton Berle and Tom Jones were going to have a contest. and so Milton Berle starts to pull it out, and Tom Jones goes, okay.
Never mind. We don't need to do this.
Now you've swung me back. Now,
okay.
All this therapy and stuff to make myself okay with what I've got, you've ruined with the phrase starts to pull it out.
Yes.
I've never started. Yes. It just comes out. It's all out at once.
Yeah.
I don't have like layers.
Yeah. Mine comes out like a pimple.
There it is. It's a search.
There's nothing to dig for.
Ron had his balls smashed by his own seatbelt in a 330-mile-an-hour ride. One of them swished like a pancake, Gilbert.
Now
want to see it?
Is there any way to describe this?
Just show him.
Oh, jeez.
It's like a bag of oatmeal.
Yeah, see, this. See, this is like that train wreck thing.
want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking. You know it's tragic.
You don't want to see it, but you have to see it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God, why did I look at that?
Well, you heard him. You said you'd fluff him.
Oh, God.
Do you want to show him your ball sack, Ron Katz?
I don't know. I don't think I'll ever forget it.
Not this early in the morning.
Would you like to see mine, just for fun?
Yeah, I always.
Mine's perfect.
The reason I did this show was to see your balls.
Came in, let's see it again.
Yeah.
You're number five.
What do you do for fun, Gilbert? You're always kind of a mystery.
At first, they said, do you want to do the show? And I said no, and they'll go, he'll show you his ball sack. Well, what are we waiting for?
Get a wake-up call for that.
Yeah.
First in.
Yeah. Go past. Don't stop at any red light.
Yeah, it's gonna funeral procession right roll through. Yeah. Are you a person? Are you reclusive or are you a guy who's like, what is Gilbert Gottfried's like? That's a good
see,
weekend.
See, another thing.
What?
Yeah. Aside from never being a real
a man.
Man's man,
right.
I was thinking one day I'm going to be, you know, I'll be in show business and I'll be at parties yeah. and everything. I'll be surrounded by other stuff. Never happened.
Nothing.
No.
Never had playmates? Never met to the Playboy Mansion or anything?
Once.
And how'd that go?
One, well, I remember. it was like. I called because I was never being invited.
You had to invite yourself?
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah.
pathetic.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah. So I called up the Playboy Mansion, and the woman answers the phone. I go, hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. I'm out in L.A. for a while. I heard you're having a party. I'd like to stop. And the woman goes, oh, we're not open to the public. Yeah. Yeah. So
that was a good start.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
So that's when you couldn't go. When did you get in?
And, well, it was, I don't know, about maybe 4 years ago.
Oh, it was just recently.
Yeah. So it was just, and so it was after, you know, I heard that. At one time, the Playboy parties were what you envisioned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the grotto was like, oh, my. It was like.
It's just a sex toilet.
Yeah. It's like walking through that part of hell. You know? and so it was way past that point.
Yeah.
You know.
Everyone's fully clothed.
Yeah.
No one's in the water.
Yeah, people are sipping tea. Yeah.
Hef's got an IV bag.
And yes.
Bill Cosby's over there explaining a lot of things to people because he's not
now
quite done
toes.
Yet. Yeah, and Bill Maher's still saying it's fun.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you wandered
yeah,
into.
Yeah, there was one, I mean, there were these girls walking around in body paint, so that was
that's
good.
Nice.
That was good. But the whole thing, I heard it at one time it was exactly what guys envisioned it. They were orgies and all this stuff.
Nothing.
No.
And your night, how long were you there? A couple hours?
Yeah, because I felt like I was waiting for all those people you saw in the magazine, like Robert Culp.
You didn't want to see him 4 years ago walk in. That would have been pathetic.
Yeah.
Just looking for medicine.
Yeah. You know, Robert Culp, Peter Sellers.
In a hover round.
Yeah.
You needed a time machine to get in.
Yeah.
Who was there? Do you remember any of the celebrities that were like, this is Pauly Shore and other disappointments?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's the time when you realize this is done.
Oh, that guy, Edward Herman was there.
Munster?
Yes.
Herman Munster was at the...
No. Well, he's the guy.
I know who you're talking. The next one, right?
He was the next.
It wasn't Fred Gwynne.
No, not.
He took his place in the other, the color version.
I would have loved to have seen Fred Gwynne. Yeah.
In uniform.
Yes.
Ready to go.
Going.
Now that's
look at all these Utes. Yeah, it would have been great. Yeah, but that was the biggest celebrity there.
I would have loved Fred Gwynne there going, Grandpa.
Yeah, it would have been great. So you didn't ever experience orgies as a celebrity? So this has been a waste of time, this whole celebrity life.
And a total waste.
What should you have done, looking back?
I don't know.
Your regret is 40 years of great success not living up to it.
See, I thought eventually I'd be like one of the Rat Pack.
Right. Yeah. You'd be the Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah. I'd be the black member of the Rat Pack.
That's exactly what we thought. I had money on it.
And that
never happened.
So was the topic a lot of times that you're going around the party that just like people would say, oh, this weather, the topic would be talking to other guys would be, this is pretty lame, isn't it?
And what I found out, other kind of Playboy or penthouse parties that they'd have at their, you know, nightclubs, not the Playboy Mansion. It would be like, it would be a room full of guys going, aren't there supposed to be a lot of girls around
right
here?
Yeah. It's like ladies' night. Does that happen in the NHRA, Ron? Or do you have orgies in your world?
Never.
Oh, you're a liar. Damn it, he's sponsored. You understand how that works. when you've got a corporate sponsor up your ass the whole time.
Oh, yes. Luckily.
You can't say anything. This guy's tethered.
Luckily,
you should hear his Japanese hurricane jokes. Caps is brilliant.
He's got a ton of
Napa would run for their lives if he started telling those gags. Should sell him to Gilbert. He ain't afraid. Have you ever considered maybe scamming the world with some sort of a fake kidnapping or something like this Jesse Smollett guy did for more attention for your career?
Oh, that's a great,
it's a great story. It's legendary Hollywood stuff.
That gets better by the second. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted more money but been afraid to ask for it? So you thought maybe
I'll just kidnap myself.
Yes. Has that ever run through your head?
Maybe I'll kidnap myself and get a beating. And how would that work exactly?
The producers
would say, oh, well, he got beaten up. We better give him more money.
Yeah. Well, this guy, he's figuring the coverage would get him, you know, in the news, and now he's a hot commodity.
Isn't that what Dancing with the Stars is all about?
I want to know what the idea is that they said, no, that'll never work.
Yeah.
Because you know this wasn't the first thing they thought of. Like, he and those two Nigerians sat down and came up with other stuff.
That's the other great part.
Yeah.
He said it was two white guys.
Yep.
And not only are they black, but they're Nigerian black.
They're legitimate.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. They make blacks in this country look like
me.
The Osmond.
Right. The Diosmans, we'll call them.
Yes.
But yeah, so then they hire two. And what I learned from this whole thing is because I have black friends who say white people snitch when there's a crime. I don't know if that's well known by all white people. They're like, oh no, white people will rat you out. They snitch. Black people in the community know not to tell the cops and everything else. But Nigerians spill their guts in seconds.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot trust Nigerians. That's all I got out of this whole. You can't trust Jesse Smollett. Never knew him. Didn't care. Now I don't trust an entire nation.
Yeah.
Because of this story.
It's like a guy came up to them wearing a suit, and they already said, oh, he must be a cop.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell him everything.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you have a tie on? Here's what we just did. Here's what we bought. Here's video. Here's some receipts. Jesse Smollett is
the liar.
Who
do we talk to?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And my other – they even took out a website just to –
just to clear it up in case that wasn't a policeman. Our story needs to be told.
And what the hell is this guy going to be doing?
I don't know. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to go on an apology tour, which I love. What would your advice be to him? Because you've been through the apology thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and we talked about it last time you were here, and you're like, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't apologize again.
Yeah.
Because that's what got you in the water of saying, basically, your apology was taken as, I'm guilty.
Yes, yes.
And you can't do that
anymore. That means it's like, I'm wrong to...
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm a comedian making jokes.
And I know what I do is wrong. You know, you influenced me to my my New Year's resolution this year. Because I always think of that conversation where you're like, we said it afterwards. And like, Gilbert's right. If you apologize, it's an admission of guilt in the business of trying to be funny or cutting edge or whatever, which is what you're known for. And we kind of do stuff like that here. And I said my New Year's resolution for 2019 is I will have no more tolerance for humorless C words.
Oh, yes.
No more. If you call up and you hate me, that's just fine. Leave me alone. Go do something else.
Yeah. And it's like that. It's like the idea that you have to – and the apologies sound like such bull.
Oh, they are.
Anyway,
how much was yours BS?
I had
– PR writers.
Someone came up with it.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay.
You didn't proofread it and add in a few things?
No.
I should have added. You just wanted to go away.
Well, it's just like there are these like athletes and prize fighters and stuff. They'll write some eloquent thing that's released. And I'm going, can they even pronounce these words?
Yeah. You should have to read your own letter.
Yeah.
That way people would know if it's authentic or not.
Or if it's someone who's has Alzheimer's. They'll send it out to show. Look how he wrote. He couldn't have written this.
Which person with Alzheimer's has stepped in a controversy that they needed to apologize? We were so hard on them. Well, it's Alzheimer's, no excuse.
To hide they had Alzheimer's.
That's what you should have done.
Yeah.
I have Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Make people immediately feel bad for you.
And people go, I can't believe we fired him.
We'd so bad.
Yeah, that would have been...
epic.
Yes.
But of course, you still had to tool around with the Alzheimer's because, you know, it's been like 10 years now. That's a long haul.
And then I'd have to know each time when someone says, hi, Gilbert, to go, what?
He didn't do it that time.
My other favorite story is the girl who joined the Taliban.
Yeah,
that wants to come back?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it's like the story is, oh, you know, I didn't think this one out.
I met the wrong guy. After a couple of years.
Yeah. Would you forgive her?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I wouldn't trust her anymore.
I trust her
like I trust a Nigerian.
I would say she could come back for like just a few minutes for me to perform anal sex on her.
I am signing that petition. That's the only way ISIS members can enter our country
if
Gilbert gets to nail him in the ass.
Gilbert performs anal sex on him, and then I'll decide.
All right, you're in.
The best part of that entire scenario is the girl landing in Miami and going, okay, what do I do? And then you walk into a room and Gilbert's quietly waiting with some lubricant.
Welcome back. And then after I'm washing my penis off with a wet nap, I go, you know, thought about it. Nah, I think you better go back to your country.
I still sense some ISIS in there. It might drive people to ISIS when you think about it.
You're low on oil.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a woman go to ISIS after you've had anal sex with her? That was the tipping point.
I'd send her back to the country and say, but you could come back in a month and we'll try
we'll try again. This is a good plan. You know, Trump's just crazy enough to try this. I think the Gilbert Gottfried reentry program is fairly strong.
The new
Ron,
entry.
Do you want to be a citizen? I think you're Canadian, aren't you?
I wish the guys who kidnapped those planes on September 11th were alive and said, you're not going to have the 72 versions, but Gilbert Gottfried is going to perform analingus on you. I hope that's
on a bed of bacon.
Yeah, yeah. And he'll wear a yarmulke.
Yeah, a yarmulke, bed of bacon.
He'll be naked except for a yarmulke.
I love this idea. Man, you've made 9/11 fun again. You've managed to do it several times. You are known as the guy who told the first 9/11 jokes.
Yes, yes.
Like a week and a half after at the Friars, right?
Yeah.
And what was the thought process in that?
Well, not much, a good one.
Did you have to apologize to anyone? You didn't cower to that, though. You like went out and knocked these out and said sorry and got a standing ovation.
Yeah, well, what happened was, Well, first of all, the whole country was in shock when this
man, it was amazing.
And this was New York, so it was the worst.
Sure,
because there were black clouds over the sky.
You're in the Mecca
in a perfect
day. For years.
Yeah,
I mean, not for years.
For years, no.
For like weeks after that, black clouds were floating around for me, and I just wanted to address the elephant in the room.
How long was it? It was a month, maybe?
No, it was like a few days
afterwards.
And so I said, I have to leave early tonight. I have to catch a flight to L.A. I couldn't get a direct flight. We have to make a stop at the Empire State Building. And people were booing, hissing.
What are you feeling at that moment?
I thought, not officially ended.
This is the reaction.
Yeah.
Because back then, I didn't even have the Aflac job.
Who cares?
I thought, okay.
I'm going to flamethrow it.
And then I figured, I'll just, you know, what the hell? Go to the next level of hell and lose them even more, if that's possible.
Good God.
So I do the aristocrats joke.
Yeah, which is phenomenal.
And they're cheering. They're laughing. Yeah. So it proves that.
Won them back.
You know. Anal sex with family members is actually
bring some back.
This is your plan. Why you want to have anal sex with ISIS? It's a combo.
I should be discussing this on the religious channel.
Well, you asked if we were a sports channel. I didn't tell you we were.
The roots of sodomy.
We are.
It should be like Sunday morning.
Yeah. We'll be right back with Jesus is Funny. Our special guest is Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah, I would love to see have seen that because I've heard – I think Craig Gass told me, he goes, the room was dead quiet after he told the first one.
Yeah.
Like dead quiet. And then he just won them back.
One guy yelled out too soon, and I thought that meant I didn't take a long enough
push. Yeah, your joke had bad timing.
Shut up. Yeah.
Your punchline was wrong.
I should have went 1, 2, 3, and then them.
But you hit him. Hit him early.
Did you – now, this I have to know. Like, I know this is – it's still taboo in a certain way, but funny people understand, and I have no time for humorless people anymore. As that happened, as a funny person,
yeah.
Horrible, obvious tragedy. A day later, somebody says something, you trust that person, and then you guys go back and forth. How quick did you say, there's a joke in this?
The thing happened.
Yeah.
My joke happened, and then it immediately turned around.
Yeah.
Where they were cheering and everything.
Yeah.
So it there wasn't like that.
But like
period.
The day after,
but
you're like,
that's 9/11 happened. Yeah.
But I can't say that. Or did you ever have that moment like, I better.
It was directly after 9/11. Like everyone kind of had that thought like, oh, can you even make jokes nowadays?
About anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the Me Too thing, kind of the same.
Like, my God.
What can we do? I talked to Carrot Top last month and he's worried.
Yeah.
About what? What woman's going to come out and say Carrot Top touched me?
Yeah, yeah. First she would have. First she'd
have
to admit.
Well, he has a lot of props.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
First she would have to admit to having sex with Carrot Top.
Yeah.
See, yes.
Yeah, everybody assumes she's drunk.
Then someone has to believe that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good God, yeah. That her body wouldn't have fought back even if she was incapacitated.
Well, they defaced this statue. Did you hear that one?
Oh, the sailor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
And that's like everybody, that's like a symbol of America's triumph in World War II.
It was a celebration. The sailor that kisses the girl in New York when he just finds out it's over.
Yeah.
And we've had it on pictures, calendars, postcards, a statue's been erected, and it's got Me Too written all over it.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
How many years did it have? I mean,
he didn't
it was
bang
a positive
her, did he?
Celebration.
No.
That would be an inappropriate statue.
Yeah, no, because
Because I bet you there were a few sailors that took advantage of that moment and just banged
I'm
a couple of
sure.
Yeah, if the picture would have been Gilbert style, where she's bent over, that's a celebration. World War II won.
We should get you behind the Statue of Liberty welcoming immigrants.
Like, I have a – I'm sure, like, after September 11th, a lot of firemen took advantage.
Oh, yes.
That.
They had sex with girls just because of the hat.
Yeah, yes,
And the boots, forget it. You're absolutely right. And Me Too'd would have been blown out of the water if that happened. Good thing it happened when it did, when America was great.
Yes.
And buildings could fall and wars could happen and you could touch a lady after and nobody cried. You're not worried about Me Too, are you?
I think everybody.
But have you pulled your penis out in front of a lady and said, there we go?
Well, I'm angry about Louis C.K. because he's never masturbated in front of me.
Would you let him?
Yeah.
He's a celebrity.
I feel like he masturbates in front of other people and me.
What's wrong with you?
He doesn't even think about it.
But did you see anybody doing it at the Playboy Mansion?
See, no. See,
sounded
that's
like a bunch
another.
Of dudes. No one.
But it's like And see, there's one that's scary too, because you go, well, didn't they suspect going up to his hotel room that maybe
it's a signal?
Yeah.
It's a sign. Not that you can just grab her the second she walks
in.
No. But his mind might be going a different direction.
Yeah.
I've never invited anybody into my hotel room because I don't want them to think that.
Yes.
Like if you and I were, and I'm like, hang on, I'll go to my room real quick, and you said, can I come? I'd be like, double meaning, no.
Yeah.
You stay right here. I know where to find you.
I don't know
how
to get a green card now that I know.
And then I go get my ISIS stuff and come back down and go, Gilbert, you're ready. Gilbert Gottfried's at CB Live tonight. Desert Ridge, brand new club. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Unbelievable. You're going to be, I bet you think it's the best one in the country when you're done.
Yeah.
You might move to Phoenix.
Yeah, sure.
That might be a thing. 602-910-5161. That is not Gilbert's number. That's how you get tickets from CB Live and CBLive.com. Do you want to go to the NHRA with Ron? You want to go hear the cars rattle?
Because I do nothing when I'm out at these places.
Let's get you out
there. Oh, did I mention I'm doing these cameo things?
No.
Yeah.
What's
you know,
that?
Cameo. You call, I think it's cameo.com. I can read a message that you'll be. One guy who got in trouble, the football player. Brett
Which one?
Favre.
Oh, Favre, yeah. Well, yeah. He's been in trouble for a few things.
He got in trouble. It's this thing, Cameo. And, you know, you go on, you film yourself on the phone, and people say, oh, you know, can you say a happy birthday?
Right. Okay.
Or so-and-so, you're an idiot or whatever.
Right.
And he got in trouble because he didn't know. And it was some American Nazi group
organization.
Who had secret
right.
codes.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. And he congratulated him or something. Yeah. Or something. And thank you for your hard work.
Yes.
Or something like that.
And I just want to announce, I will do the announcements if it's the American Nazi Party, Al-Qaeda, I don't care if they're paying.
What's the tariff to get me to have you read You're an Idiot to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
What does it cost me? Like, it's just, is it a straight fee?
Yeah.
Like, if I had you say, I've always hated the Jews, is that a little extra?
Yeah, sure. Well, that's where I draw the line.
Oh, yeah. you do the lines. Okay, I see.
I remember when all that stuff was coming out about Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was using the N-word.
Yeah.
And he said he was threatening to kill his wife, and he was slapping her when she was holding the baby. And he used some anti-Semitic thing. And then after I heard all these things, at the end I thought, wait. What did he say about the Jews? Like the other stuff, hey.
It happens.
You know,
yeah. That's a tough ride.
It's a battle.
You have a bad day. You know, come on.
But my people,
yes.
That's why being Swedish is awesome. I can love everything that goes on. Oh, man. It is always great to have Gilbert Gottfried here, CB Live. Maybe Ron can come to your show and you can go to Ron's show this weekend.
Yep.
If you have not seen NHRA anything.
We'll put him right on the starting line.
I'm telling you right now, you've never experienced anything like
that. I'm inviting Ron up to my hotel room.
Yes.
You can adjust your seat again.
Yes.
Yeah, there's pictures of that. Is it on your Instagram?
Yeah, I got pictures.
Brady's Instagram.
See, and even then,
yeah.
Adjusting my seat, he was in the dominant position.
Of course, you were not the man. You are a bottom.
Yes.
You're a life bottom, yes. Gilbert. We
and
need
I
to change
smiling.
This.
Had a big smile.
We need to change this. Gilbert is not a life bottom.
If I was with Richard Simmons, he'd be the male.
You made me picture it, you bastard.
Yes.
I saw it. I saw you doing Richard's bidding. Yikes.
To the oldies.
He'd be the one bending me over the desk.
Yeah. Take that, Gilbert, from
Keep
Richard
pushing.
Simmons. I never want to see it. CB Live at Desert Ridge this weekend. See the great Gilbert Gottfried, a legend. And if you're a lady, let him be a top for once, for God's sakes. Attack him this weekend. Make the man out of him. CBLive.com. Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming. Ron, always, thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having
Caps
me.
Caps this weekend over at Wild Horse Pass. Gilbert will be there. We'll get you out there. And then Gilbert at CB Live this weekend. Thank you both, gentlemen. Awesome. It's 98 KUPD.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?